I am a guy and I like fire.
The Grillin' Guys.
Welcome back. It is the Grillin' Guys, and it's the weekend. If you're tuning in, we appreciate that. I hope you got a little bit out of that crown roast. Kind of was all over the map with that thing with Bob texting and jumping back in the middle of a conversation after I've already talked about stuff. But anyway, that's how we roll around here.
Yeah, that's right. Hey, you did a great job, though. As much as I could interrupt you, I did, but you still pulled through it. So
yeah, right.
Good for you.
Thanks, Dad. Yeah, thanks. I feel proud. But anyway, you want to talk about something that's probably the very first thing that anybody does when they get a smoker, right? Besides light it up, is put a pork butt on there.
Oh, I thought you were going to say get a 12-pack.
Right. Yeah, well, there's that, too. That might not be the first thing you get it, but yeah. So smoking butts, man.
Yeah.
Let's talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, it's, you know, and I kind of hesitate to even put it on the show plan sometimes because I'm afraid that some of these things we talk about too much, but then I get all these pictures on our Facebook page or people messaging, they're doing their first butt, and it's like they're saying, do I do this, do I do that? And it's like there are still lots of people who haven't maybe perfected that method yet, and
right.
It's okay to try and give out a little bit of advice. And we haven't perfected our methods either. So, right. By the way, we're all on this trip together. It's just how far along you are.
Right.
And we learn from all of you. So if you want to ever go on to our Facebook or Twitter, I'm a Grillin' Guy on Twitter, throw a picture on, tag us.
Right.
And we love
Give
it.
Us a tip.
Yeah.
Now, a pork butt is really not the butt. It's the front shoulder. It was called a Boston butt, which is where it was shortened to pork butt there. But they're either bone-in or boneless. You can get them either way. Personally, I don't think it matters much. I think the boneless ones, I get seasoning on the inside of the meat because I'll open it up where they remove the bone, season that, and then put it back together when I
cook it like a real salesman.
Right, when I cook it, or you just season the outside if it's bone-in, right?
Right.
So,
and
what do you season it with?
I say, you know, if you've got to do Fast and Furious, get a boneless, because then you can cut it into pieces and smoke smaller pieces. Here's the cool thing about doing that: you actually get bark on more surface.
Sure,
and seasoning on
so
more surface.
So, explain what bark is.
It's the crusty outside from the smoker, and it's a combination of smoke and seasoning, sugar, salt, melting. And getting crispy, and it looks like tree bark when you pull it off. And actually, the smaller chunks look even better.
Right.
It's maybe not as impressive when you pull out this big butt in front of all your buddies and throw it on the counter, and they're like, oh, they're ready to tear at it. But what's better is you have a lot more of that bark in your mixture. So
and the bark is flavor.
And it is.
Yeah.
And it's easier to shred in smaller pieces as well.
Mm-hmm.
So by cutting that thing in half, sometimes you'll cut some of those longer muscles and so you don't have to do it when you shred it.
Right.
Because there are some really long veins of muscles on a butt, and you really technically would want to cut those before you try shredding it.
Right. The other thing is with seasoning a butt is picture it as a cube. Right? There's two ends and four sides, roughly. They're wider than they are tall, but there's four sides and two ends. One of the sides has a fat cap on it, okay? And it's a layer of half inch, maybe a little more, a little less fat that is naturally on the front shoulder of the hog. I don't ever season that. I don't waste my seasoning on that.
You don't have to.
Because you're going to pull that off. When that thing gets cooked, it's some of it's going to render down, but not all of it. And you're going to have this layer of fat that you just want to pull off that butt.
There's a good time to have some nice silicone gloves.
Right.
Yep. And invest in a nice pair of gloves. They're about $45, but you'll have them the rest of your life. Don't get the cheap ones as advertised on TV like I bought.
Yeah.
Because they crack. So I always put that fat on the rack, so my fat is going to be down.
Right.
Because what will happen is if that piece of meat's on for 6 or 8 hours, when you go to lift it off to wrap it, if you've got the meat side down, it's going to want to stick to your grate.
Right.
So the fat gives you a natural lubricant. And I'm going to pull that thing off at about 150 degrees. After 145 degrees, you can pull it because the meat will not absorb any smoke after 145. You're actually just piling smoke on. So once you're whatever you're cooking is 140 to 150 degrees, you should stop the smoke side of your operation. And typically we do that with, if it's a pellet grill, it's your temperature. If it's a traditional smoker, it's the flavor wood you put on it. So I've actually put too much smoke on at the worst time of all when we did that chili cook-off a couple years back.
Oh, yeah.
And you really can over-smoke.
Well, to get bitter. You get a bitter flavor from the smoke if you push too much on. It's, you know, smoke is like perfume, okay? A little bit is wonderful. A lot of it is overwhelming. And so I always, you know, err on the light side. Many people don't like a strong smoke flavor anyway. But the other thing with the smoker is that you talked about is that you're going to get this meat up to about 190 to 195 degrees when it's done. Okay. If you take it much above that, it's going to break down more and it's going to get real mealy. You're not going to get nice pieces of firm meat that fall apart. They just go a little too far, and if you don't take it that far, then it's really tough to pull. And so there's that magic number in there, about 190 to 195, anywhere in there, that's where you want to finish that pork butt at. But to Bob's point, after this 140, 45 degrees, wrap it up, because what you're going to do is you're going to wrap it in tin foil and put
or butcher's paper.
Right, but a couple layers on there, okay, because what you want to do is you want it to steam now. You want to keep some of that moisture in there, and it just makes it super tender.
And when you pull it off, leave it in there for at least 15 to 30 minutes because you want that thing to cool down a little bit. You might. And those juices will keep recirculating through that muscle. But I think I'm going to smoke some pork chops this weekend.
Yeah, but let me finish the butt because I want to talk about this. Because this is the cool part about pork butts with your family and the holidays is that you can make this thing. You're going to have 8-10 hours into a butt if you're smoking it at 275 before it'll get to that 195 temperature. Well, depending if it's cold out, your smoker might not be as efficient or whatever. There's some variables there, right? But at the end of the day, you can get this pork butt done at 8 in the morning and serve it at 3 in the afternoon when your family comes over, and it'll be perfectly fine and still hot. When you take it off that grill, like Bob said, to let it rest, put it in a dry cooler. And what I mean is one of your better coolers, doesn't have to be a Yeti, but a good 5-day cooler, put it down in there, shut the lid, and do not open it, okay? Because what it's going to do is coolers insulate heat better than they insulate cold, okay? So what you want to do is keep that thing in a dry cooler, hot. And whenever you get ready to serve it, Bob and I have done tailgate parties where we get them off at 6 in the morning and we're serving them at 4:30 in the afternoon. And when we open that thing up, they're so hot you can't touch them still. I mean, they really hold. They don't cook more because you're not putting in more heat to them, but you're keeping it in a dry, insulated environment and they'll hold, especially if you're doing multiples.
Yeah, man, and if you've got one of those Igloo 5-hour or 5-day coolers,
yeah,
those are awesome.
Right.
I mean,
all mine are orange in the bottom from the pork juice,
yeah,
right?
And warped.
You can't get it out. Yeah.
Warped. They're so hot, right? You put 200-degree butts on it. And you heard Jop say 195 degrees. That's the magic number. You don't want to hit 200 because that thing's going to keep climbing. And when you go around 200-plus, it gets mushy. And
right.
You can still serve it. I mean, most people won't care, but pull it off at 195.
Right.
Picky.
Perfect number.
Got to be picky.
Perfect number.
Feed
yep.
your friends properly.
Yeah, and here's the other thing is once it cools down, the stuff freezes very well. You know, you're going to get a pork butt is 8 to 10 pounds.
Yeah, so I was going to tell you, I'm smoking pork chops tonight because my buddy's coming out from work. His name is Keith, and he loves smoking. He's from Florida, and he loves smoking. So you might find this hard to believe, but my wife took off for a week, so I'm badging it.
I think that's how you stay married over 30 years like
it
you
is.
Are, man. She just leaves you.
It absolutely is.
Intermittent. So we got a guest coming in the next segment.
That's right.
You haven't told me who it is, so you got to lead it in.
Coming up next, we have the ever-famous Anthony Imparato
from
Henry Arms. Repeating Arms.
All right. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Hi, this is Shasta with Old World Olive Company. I want to personally invite you to visit one of our tasting rooms and sample any one of our certified extra virgin olive oils or aged balsamic vinegars. My knowledgeable staff can show you hundreds of pairing combinations. We also offer seasonings, tapenades, and specialty wines to complete your meal. So please, step into my kitchen and make a lasting memory of your own. Or you can visit us at theoldworldoliveco.com.
Hey, it's Barbecue Bob. My wife and I recently built a new addition to our home and remade the kitchen. We went to Garrett's and picked out all of our products so that everything would fit in his space well. The selection was from best price to best quality, and the service was great. The delivery team was courteous and careful. Go to Garrett's Appliance, and while you're there, check out the huge selection of top brands of grills and smokers from North America. Garrett's Appliance, where families serve families. GarrettsAppliance.com.